Wiz, the cloud security company that Google tried to acquire for $23 billion last year before talks fell apart, unveiled an AI vulnerability hunter this week that reportedly outperforms GPT 5.5 and a model called Mythos on security-specific benchmarks. This is significant because cybersecurity is one of the domains where AI performance is most directly measurable. Either you find the vulnerability or you don't, and Wiz has built a reputation as a serious technical shop. An AI tool that outperforms frontier general models on a specific vertical task is exactly the pattern Nadella was describing. Specialized capability beats generalized breadth for real enterprise use cases.
X Money going live nationwide is a story I want to spend real time on because it's bigger than it sounds. Elon Musk has talked for 3 years about turning X into a financial super app, a WeChat-style everything platform where you communicate, shop, invest, and bank. Embedding banking directly into X is the first concrete step toward that vision. The question is whether the user base and advertiser trust are strong enough to make financial services credible on a platform that has had significant content moderation controversies.
The regulatory complexity alone is substantial. Banking operations require state money transmitter licenses in most jurisdictions, federal oversight, KYC and AML compliance, and deposit insurance considerations. X has been working through that infrastructure for a while. But launching doesn't mean succeeding. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, and Zelle already own significant share of the peer-to-peer payment market, and they've had years to build habit loops. X Money needs something those platforms don't have. And the most obvious differentiator is the social graph. Paying someone you follow directly through the platform where you already interact with them.
The DOJ charging a man for wiping his phone during a border search is a story with significant civil liberties implications. Border searches of electronic devices have been a contested area of Fourth Amendment law for years. Courts have generally held that border searches face lower warrant requirements than searches inside the country, but the scope of that exception for digital devices is still being litigated. Charging someone for wiping their device adds an obstruction layer. Even if the initial search was legally contested, deleting data when a government officer is present appears to cross into evidence tampering territory. This case will be closely watched by privacy advocates.
The T-Mobile outage, hitting tens of thousands across the U.S., is a reminder of how concentrated the wireless infrastructure has become. After the T-Mobile Sprint merger, you have three national carriers, Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, handling essentially all wireless traffic. When any one of them goes down, the affected population is enormous. The outage details aren't fully public yet, but the pattern of large-scale carrier outages has become increasingly common, and the FCC's response framework has not kept pace with the infrastructure's scale.
NOAA selecting Google Cloud to run U.S. weather forecasting supercomputers is quietly a very significant decision. The National Weather Service has historically run its own on-premises supercomputing. Moving that operational infrastructure to commercial cloud is a substantive shift. It affects the sovereignty of critical national infrastructure data, the speed of model upgrades, and the security posture of systems that the entire country depends on for hurricane warnings, tornado alerts, and flood predictions. Hurricane Fausto, which is currently passing north of Hawaii and bringing high surf and flood risk, is a live reminder of how consequential accurate weather forecasting is.
The groups appealing the first ever data center approved for U.S. public land are fighting a version of the same battle happening across the country. AI infrastructure has enormous land and power requirements, and the race to build it is running into environmental review processes, local opposition, and questions about whether federal land should be used for private commercial computing. It's a legitimate policy tension that doesn't have an obvious answer.